again, drafted in the fourth round, third string backup, rookie quarterback. By the way, which is basically, we played against three rookie quarterbacks the opening games. We're 0-3. What? I have no idea what Fangio was thinking about. Just let that kid run around back there and pick us apart in the defensive backfield. And when they ran the football, they ran through us, over us. We couldn't stop them. Period.
Mm-hmm. Period.
There he is, Ed Obradovich. The legend is on the Super Celebrity Hotline right now. Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. You're the only reason, you, Dan Hampton, and Glenn Kozlowski are the only reason to live. Ed.
Live through the Bears games?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'd agree. Yeah,
I mean, once you're done with the Bears game, it's like I'm so distraught, but you guys share my angst and anger,
totally.
And you verbalize it, and I figure people take you more seriously than they're going to take me. What did I ever do?
It's therapy. It really is. It just feels good to hear you guys pick it apart and talk about it, and I somehow feel better after that.
Well, Anna, you know that it's sometimes things are what they are. You know, it's the game really is. It's not a mystery game. It's very simple. And there's basic things that you do, and from the start of training camp to where we are now, we have not done them. So that's one of the reasons why, in a short sentence, that's why we are where we are. We've done nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing. Now, did you see what happened to the Texans yesterday? The Texans, remember how good the Texans were in week one of the NFL season?
Or how good they looked against the Bears?
And then they get shut out yesterday. Didn't they get they got murderated, I think. And now the Eagles are real. The Eagles are for real. That team is real. And the Cowboys, I started to think for a while, well, maybe they're pretty good. This rookie quarterback's pretty good. Until the Bears came back on them. And then I thought, well, they must be bad. When the Bears started to actually perform halfway decently in the fourth quarter, that's when I started to get nervous and think, well, maybe the Cowboys really suck. What did you see there in the fourth quarter? I was afraid people were going to start saying, well, this could be the beginning of something. We could build off the momentum of that.
Well, obviously, Ro, the game was over with by that particular time. And, you know, there's so many things here that are so – I mean, you try to find a silver lining somewhere, and it's almost next to impossible. And this all started way back in training camp, way back in the draft. How we drafted, we needed help at tight end, we needed help at offensive tackle, we needed help at cornerback, you know, and at safety, either strong or weak safety. And we go ahead and draft a kid that played tackle in the second round for 3 years. We draft him to come and play left guard, which, okay, fine. And then I thought they moved Slauson to center, so I thought that was a good move, boy, I'll tell you, because Slauson and him – Matt Slauson and Kyle Long are probably the best tandem guard in the National Football League. But here's the way they wanted to go. So they bring Whitehair in to play guard. Move Slauson to center. No sooner than they do all that, then they get rid of Slauson. Okay? Then, I mean, that's when all hell broke loose. We had no proven guard, and we had no proven center to go into training camp. And here's the other thing that burns me. They go into training camp and really do nothing. When you go in training camp, that's the really finally get into shape and for the exhibition season. You get into the exhibition season, and that's when you get ready. That's when you get your timing down on the running, on the blocks, on the passing game, defensively, to get your blitzes down, your line tricks. That's why you play the four games. That's why you play the exhibition season. What happened to the Bears is go back and check it. I doubt that our starters on offense, out of the four games, played a total of two games. I doubt it very much because they did not play the fourth game. And another thing that's disappointing as hell, we draft Whitehair to come in and play left guard. He plays it in training camp. He plays it in the exhibition season. He only takes 10 snaps at center. We're done with the fourth game, of which he did not play a down. And then during that opening week, who do they announce as their starting center? Whitehair. They put this kid in a horrible position to start him at center because you got to make all the line calls. and everybody looks to you to make the right calls, call what's out on the defense, call your line moves, and they stuck this kid in the week of the opener. That was a shame. They never should have put that kid in that position. They never should have got rid of Slauson. It was two huge mistakes, and this is part of the reason where we are, where we are.
And defensively, they couldn't. They had next to no pass rush. Is it the scheme that Fangio's putting out there, or is it just a lack of talent?
No, it's the scheme. When you have
Whoa. Before you go, before you're so quick to dismiss lack of talent, there does seem to be a talent deficit when you look across the ball.
No, defensively, you know, when they came and they got a couple inside linebackers, we got rid of the people we had, and I like Young, and I think Parnell Fee. There's some good people. That's not the worry with this team. But what the worry is, when you go and you play basically to start out the season with three rookie quarterbacks you're going to play against, and by the way, they're not very good teams, and we play against – We play this game last night against a kid by the name of Prescott for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah. Exactly. Who? Yeah. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Here's their fourth round pick at quarterback, and he's their third string quarterback.
Oh, God.
We do not sack him. We don't even touch the kid. Why? There were no line tricks. There were not enough blitzes. There was not enough pressure. What the standard rule in this league is, when you got a rookie quarterback starting and you're going against them, you throw everything but the kitchen sink at them, and we did not do that, Kevin. We didn't.
There you go, Kevin.
You got that, Kevin?
I got
Kevin.
It. I got
All
it.
Right.
I'm taking notes.
All right. Yeah. All right.
OB, I get to go to one game this year. My friend has season tickets. So if you had to pick the winner, would you go Lions, Colts, Jaguars,
no.
Packers, or
Jaguars.
Vikings? Jaguars? Is that the game I should sign up for?
And,
are we going to go 0-16?
I'll tell you what. Yeah, and if you think that's bad now, we play basically three rookie quarterbacks, and boy, do we get it handed to us. And we're coming to play. We're going to play again Sunday at home. We got the Lions coming in with Matt Stafford. Next five games, we got the Jaguars, but we got the Lions with Matt Stafford at quarterback, who's a gunslinger. Andrew Luck. He's a magician with the football. He really is with the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
Packers, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that'll be good. I'm leaving the country for that game, so I can't even see it. I'm looking at real estate in New Zealand in case this election doesn't go right. So I'm.
That's a good time to go.
Yeah, I mean, this election can't go right no matter what happens. So I'm looking at New Zealand real estate. I'm going to go that Sunday. That is Sunday, right? That's not on national TV. Isn't that bad enough? It's bad enough that we suck, but now we have to show the whole country how much we suck. Uh-huh. Did you? Now, were you listening to the broadcast last night too? You guys were up in the office. That I mean, the excuses that I knew this was going to happen to Chris Collinsworth because you know he's always trying to explain things, and you know, as the mm-hmm. color guy, he's mm-hmm. trying to make it okay for us,
right?
And even at that point, at some point, it's like, oh, I don't, you know, I just don't know what to do.
It's true. It's
was
very
like,
true.
There was no statement he could make that would make the Bears seem competitive in the game.
Well, here, you look at the game, and offensively, you know, were we aggressive offensively? Not at all. And we didn't move the pocket. All we've done for three games, folks, is drop that quarterback straight back. Like our opposing defenses don't know that. And they don't know how to put a blitz scheme and a pressure scheme, a scheme to come after our quarterbacks. We did nothing again. And I am totally and completely, I have no idea what the hell they're thinking about up in Hallis Hall. And defensively, three rookie quarterbacks, and we let them sit back there and tear us apart, and we don't go after them. We don't get in their face. That's not how you win in a football game. It's just, it's not acceptable.
Joliet Catholic could beat this team right now. Head to head.
Well, let me tell you something. Maybe Julie Catholic, maybe Loyola.
Yeah, maybe Loyola. Maybe.
Come
Thank
on.
You very much, Ed. Appreciate it.
Thanks, OB.
Thank you, Ed.
All right. It makes me feel, thank you. It makes me feel better. Mm-hmm. You can listen to the Hamp OB show with Kaz coming up on Sunday.
Yes.
After the
Sunday back to a noon game where they can kind of hide from the entire national audience after 2 weeks in the national spotlight. I think that's painful enough for everybody.
Yes, I think it is. All right, we'll play the new Bears song coming up right after Violetta does the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots right now.